Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. How is everyone today? I hope that everybody is kind of fantabulous. I'm still kind of just like sitting here and I think, to be honest with you all, I think Thanksgiving kind of brings out like that oof side because, you know, you got food and whatnot. So you're sitting here and you're eating Thanksgiving dinner and you have all this feast. And then, as we all know, turkey puts you asleep and whatnot. So I swear, I always almost feel like I'm hungover the next day after something like Thanksgiving. So anyway, if I sound kind of out of it, you know, like I said, it's just kind of one of those holidays that you stuff yourself full of so much food and turkey just kind of makes you want to go to sleep and whatnot. And I swear to God, I've had enough turkey that I think I'm going to turn into a turkey. So anyway, hope you all, by the way, had a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you want to call and come on air with me and Miss Dusty, feel free, 347-884-8177. Today we're going to kind of talk about Thanksgiving. We're going to talk about a little bit of drama that's been going on. And we're going to talk about, like, some of the holiday shopping. Do you really think that you get the best deal during the holidays? In my personal opinion, I really think that a lot of the stores mark their prices up. I'm not one on the Black Friday shopping. I think that it's ridiculous. I think that, you know, standing outside of a store at 2:30 in the morning waiting to get a video game or waiting to get a brand new, I don't see any point in it. Hey, you know, whatever is whatever. But a lot of times, like me personally, I would rather just kind of like shop online or whatnot because I don't want to deal with a lot of the craziness and the crowds and whatnot. So, you know, hey, this is kind of my story. I do want to give thanks to you all, of course, because Thanksgiving just passed. I want to thank you all, of course, for listening into the show. I want to thank everyone that's been following, you know, us on YouTube because, of course, that is definitely expanding. If you haven't checked us out, www.youtube.com/Bambi Show for Bambi Nicole. And for Dusty, it's www.youtube.com/DustyCheyenne. DustyCheyenne. Yeah, I was about to choke slam her ass, too, for having such a difficult name for YouTube. But anyway, make sure that you're checking us out on YouTube. Of course, we go live on air here every Friday, 12:30. I believe it's Eastern Standard Time. It's whatever time that it is in Atlanta. I believe that it's Eastern. Yeah, it's Eastern Standard Time. So anyway, like I said, if I sound kind of blah, you've got to forgive me for this episode because, like I said, the day after Thanksgiving, I almost feel like I'm hungover. And yes, I did drink some spiced eggnog, so of course I might be a little bit hungover. Who knows? Anyway, I want to hear about some interesting Thanksgiving stories from you all. So even if you don't call in and come on air, you know, feel free to send me and Dusty some of your interesting Thanksgiving stories. Because I know in the past, personally, Thanksgiving and holidays were a pretty difficult time for me to celebrate. Because a lot of times it was pretty painful. A lot of people didn't necessarily accept they didn't always accept the decisions, of course, that I made. So I spent a lot of the holidays alone. Like, my family and whatnot, they lived states and states away because I had traveled states and states away to do what I needed to do. Now, when you travel states and states and states and states away, it's not always possible to go home for, you know, every holiday, but in my opinion, it was kind of the best thing that I could do personally because I think that when you make such a huge decision as a transition, I think that sometimes you need to do it alone. Anyway, Miss Dusty, you're on air, girl. What is going on with you? I was telling everybody, I'm like, today is just kind of one of those, because I, like, drank some spiced eggnog yesterday and then having all that Thanksgiving food. So it's just kind of like one of those, oh, my gosh, you know, the day after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. I'm hungover as shit.
You saying that you're hungover as shit. What did you have last night for your Thanksgiving feast, girl?
Thanksgiving feast. I had too much food. I had some dumplings, some chicken and dumplings. I tried, I think it's called candied yams for the first time.
Oh, my God, aren't they good?
They were good. I didn't think I would like them, but they were pretty good. Had me some ham and some turkey, some stuffing. I ate too much.
So now
and
who did the majority of the cooking?
Well, my parents are separated or divorced, so Wednesday we did my mom's Thanksgiving, and I helped her cook everything. And then yesterday we went over to my dad's and his wife's house, and she did most of the cooking there. So I had two Thanksgiving days.
Aren't you lucky?
Oh, aren't I? There was so much food.
Did you get to munch on any candy that was, like, still left over from Halloween, too? Because I know a lot of people, like, when you go over their house, have you ever noticed when you go over somebody's house for Thanksgiving, they still have, like, leftover candy from, Halloween, like, still sitting and chilling in the box. Like, nobody knows that candy's still left over from trick-or-treat.
I didn't see no candy. I'm not a big candy person.
Girl, you such a lie, because you sweet like candy.
But
now, everybody, now Miss Duffy had a little bit of drama going on. And, you know, I was pulling up, of course, you know, some interesting things. I was telling everybody, you know, like, I was so stuffed, but, you know, there for a long time. Some of the holidays I tend to spend, you know, by myself because I had moved states and states away from my family to transition and whatnot. And sometimes who wants to fly during the holidays and this and that. So I was always very thankful that I have, like, a lot of friends and a lot of people now, you know, that I can spend holidays with. But I was doing some interesting research on, like, some Thanksgiving holiday drama. But before we get into the Thanksgiving holiday drama that I did a little bit of research on, because, you know, you all, I might come kind of hood and kind of incorrect, but your bitch is researched. Anyway, Miss Dusty, tell everybody about the drama that you have going on.
My drama? It's not really drama.
The drama that you got going on when your brother went to the bar.
Oh, he went to the bar, and apparently some of his friends came up to him telling him how gorgeous I am, and he had to let them know.
Oh, my Lord. And listen, everybody, this wasn't just one friend either.
No, it's two of them. And my brother had to get a little overprotective and tell them to stay the fuck away from me. He said, my friends are not touching you.
But, yeah, I understand as well, like, didn't your brother also, like, get into, like, a little bit of too much personal business, like, where he was like, oh, you know, she hasn't started, blah, blah, blah. Like, he went there. Did he not? Did he go there? He went there.
Yeah, they ask about what I've had done, if I've had any surgeries, and what I'm doing. And I don't think, you know, I've never really had the conversation with him what's appropriate to tell people or not. Yeah, he went into a little too much detail letting people know my business. But, I mean, he's never had to deal with that before, so
right.
I mean, I'm sure we're going to have to talk about it, and, you know, I'm going to have to let him know what's appropriate to tell people.
Well, you know what? Maybe he needs to sit down and call Girl Talk one day, and maybe he can have some Girl Talk with you and his and Bambi.
Maybe so.
Girl. So, I mean, I thought that was pretty dramatic, everybody. I was like, oh, my God, like, Dusty Cheyenne is finally getting, like, you know. And I told you that was going to happen to you because, of course, you're getting very gorgeous. And what starts to happen, of course, is when you start to become very, very beautiful, you know, a lot of the people in the LGBT community kind of start shying away. And what happens is them straight men starts to pay attention, girl.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like it.
So you're starting to go through that, you know, where all the straight guys are starting to pay attention to you, which is very, very normal. My brother, of course, is so like, girl, he doesn't even like mention my name around them because he's so jealous. Like, I don't, girl, I'd be ridiculous, but I thought that was really, really funny. And you're going to find that too. Yeah. An extremely protective nature will come out of your brothers.
I kind of like it right now. I'm sure it'll get old, but I'm like, oh,
girl,
that's
it'll
cute.
Get really old.
I love my
brother. It'll get really old. I know. I know you do. So anyway, as I was doing a little bit of research, girl, did you know that like Thanksgiving time was like, I don't know if you remember, but a few years back when like Tiger Woods like wasn't he had like an accident with his like stupid with his like golf club. I can't he had an accident. Like I can't remember it was his car, like his golf cart. And then it came out that he was having an affair with that woman, like that model or whatnot, and then his wife started to beat the shit out of him. So I have a question for you. Of course, like to me that's like super dramatic and it's super heavy to find out, you know, right at Thanksgiving. What would you do, girl? What would you do if you found out that your man was cheating on you at Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, I probably deep fry his balls.
Damn. Look, would you stuff his ass like a Thanksgiving turkey? Because you know, I'm going to have to get black for a second. Because if you come to me with some bullshit and we're sitting around having some Thanksgiving dinner and you tell me that you're cheating, honey, I think there's going to be mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, turkey legs, there's going to be greens, there's going to be potato pie, there's going to be shit everywhere. There's going to be shit everywhere because I'm already tell like you ain't never seen. But I don't, girl, that's 10 times crazier to me. So you said that you would deep fry the ball.
I'd cut his dick off and make him choke on it. I'm crazy.
Girl,
I'd
you
beat him
be
with a
eye
turkey
crazy. Look,
leg.
you all cut up the one part of him that might have been worth a damn.
It ain't worth it if he's sticking it in everybody else. Ooh.
Girl, I know that's right. I
I'd
mean,
beat him
but
with a
like, you
turkey
know,
leg.
what's that?
I'd beat him in the head with a turkey leg.
But you know, okay, like, have you, you know, because I've seen how infidelity affects people. And of course, like, my mother, you know, at one time, my stepfather had cheated on my mother, like, years and years and years and years ago. And the way that like it affected women, like I'm like I know that she like beat the shit out of him. Like I remember, like she clearly beat the shit out of him. But do you ever notice, like with us women, it's hard for us to let go of something like that. Like if you cheat on us, like we will still hold that against you for like literally the rest of your life. Have you ever noticed that, like with women, like when they like when somebody trespasses against us, we constantly we go back to it, like we hold it against them forever.
Oh, yeah. I can hold a grudge till the day I die. Sure can.
And have you had to be like around somebody like comfort, like your mom or anybody like important or close to you that had been cheated on? And like, how did it kind of like affect you? Because I think it's just such bullshit, such nonsense that people have to come along, and especially like around a holiday, like you don't have any respect for yourself to keep your freaking dick in your pants. Like you still have to go out and screw around. Like even like I don't understand that. So like when you had to come around and you had to comfort somebody, of course, that had been cheated on, you know, I mean, and these women, like, they break down, like, they think that it's something wrong inside themselves.
Yeah, we for a little while with my mom because, you know, my dad left her for now my stepmom about
Oh,
4 years
no.
ago, I think. And she went through, you know, they weren't getting along, and she didn't want to be with him anymore. But when he left her one day, you know, she just it really depressed her, and she really couldn't get through it. And so we kind of
Oh.
all rallied around her, and it was a really rough time. She kind of turned to drinking, and I'm not sure that I should share her business like that, but
Girl, we
she's
all
better
girl
anyway.
talk, honey. We share everybody business. We share everybody business. I wish your
Yeah.
mama would call in and cuss everybody out. But so she did. She turned to kind of like the bottle. She turned to the bottle and she turned to drinking like many, many people do.
Yeah.
Not like for me to pass judgment on anybody. I think that we all handle pain differently.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on the person, 'cause she thought, you know, she was like the lowest form of like human life. She just didn't, you know, she couldn't see her worth anymore because he left her. And it was hard because I was working like 80 hours a week at the time, and I couldn't be there, so I kept having to call my brothers, and I was like, "Can you please go check on mom? Just lift her spirit. But it was rough, but I'm glad she's come through it now.
Now, did you go upside your daddy's head? Now, be honest with everybody. Did you go upside his head? Like, what did you? Because of course we naturally come to the defense, and of our mother. And you were seeing your mom, of course, being affected by something like that. Did you have to get down, Bo?
I didn't talk to my dad for a while, and then, he was like, he was kind of playing a little too much, and he wasn't. I was like, she's not going to take you back, so you might as well just go ahead and file them divorce papers. Stop playing.
I know, that's right.
So, I mean, I guess once that, because when my mom told me, like, she told me, and she was like, hey, your dad just walked out, and my first reaction was I laughed, and I think that hurt her feelings, but, I mean, I just thought it was funny. I was like, really? Okay. I was like, well, yeah. Hey, you don't have to deal with the bullshit anymore.
Right. Sometimes, sometimes some people can make your life, and we've had this discussion before because, your father has kind of been one of those people. He wasn't, like, the most supportive, of course, Duffy, the Cheyenne. Sometimes when people are around us, and I've been like this too and been in these kind of situations, like, you're kind of glad when they go. Like, you're just like, oh, like, cool, like, you're gone. Like, I have a stepmother like that. I'm like, when that bitch left, I was like, oh my God, praise hallelujah, Jesus. I couldn't, like, I literally couldn't stomach be around that bitch. So I kind of understand, like, where you were coming from when you said you started laughing when he had left.
Yeah, that was my only response. I'm like, well, we'll be fine. We'll get through this. You're good. I mean, they weren't happy in the marriage anymore, so it was, time. But, I mean, there were like 34 years of there, and that was all my mother knew. So
oh, that's rough,
I knew
girl.
It was hard for her. Yeah.
Damn, that's rough. 34 years of marriage, and a guy, hey, you men out there, keep your dick in your pants. Not going to say that again. Keep your dick in your pants. And like I said, if you come to our Thanksgiving feast and you decide that you're going to cheat on Dusty Cheyenne, you will have some deep fried turkey balls.
That's right.
So, girl, did you wake your ass up early this morning on Black Friday shopping?
Hell no.
No, me either, and I think that, between me and you, it's really ridiculous. Like, I was telling people, I said, so when you sit down and you have your Thanksgiving feast, who the hell wants to wake up that next morning? Because as we all know, like, turkey is one of those things that makes you sleep. So the next day after you wake up from Thanksgiving, you feel hungover anyway just from eating Thanksgiving dinner. Like, we all know that. Mm-hmm. Who wants to wake up at 2 and 4 in the morning and go shopping? Like, still for the life of me, I cannot understand, like, that animalistic mentality that I'm going to go wait outside of a crowded store to save $50 on a TV or whatever that they make you think you're going to save. Because in all reality, did you know that a lot of the stores, a lot of times around, like, holiday times, I believe they mark their prices up, like, 30% so that people will think that they're saving money. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me. I talked to my cousin until like 2 o'clock this morning, and she told me, she said, oh, I got to set my alarm for 4:30. I got to get up in like 2 hours for Black Friday shopping. And I was like, ooh, you might as well not even go to sleep at this point or take you a little power nap. I can't do it. I ain't doing that shit.
I don't see the fun of it. Like, who on earth, like, I know me personally, I'm not, like, a girl that wants to be around a whole lot of crowds and whatnot. Who on earth wants to be around that many people at once? I can't even, oh, my God, like, I would kill somebody. Like, I just, oh, my, like, I can't do it, girl, because I'm ghetto. And if you get in my fucking way of anything, like, if you, like, I'm not saying about items and shit, but I'm saying, like, I don't want my personal space. And I'm talking about, you're out there and I'm mobs of people, like, how do you even move?
You don't want people in your bubble.
I don't get it.
Mm-mm. I couldn't do
it. Now, have you ever gone Black Friday holiday shopping?
I never have. I just don't think it's worth it to me. I mean, like, they talk about those really good deals on those TVs, and I'm like, I mean, if I had some money, maybe, but I'm not standing in no line. Like, my cousin, yesterday, she went out, like, right after they ate Thanksgiving dinner and stood in line for 3.5 hours to get, what did they get? A Wii. I was like, girl, it ain't worth it.
To get one of those, like, what was it, a Wii game board or some crap? Is that what that was?
Yeah, one of those Wii game systems. I was like, 3.5 hours you're standing. And she said it was raining and cold. No. No, thank you. I can't do it.
Yeah,
But
I
it's a
can't.
tradition for her. I can't. I'm gonna stay
But now,
inside and
did you
drink.
know that? Did you know that I pulled up like the statistics of the Black Friday death count? Did you know that there's been 7 deaths and 98 injuries,
Oh
like
my
since all
God.
this bullshit? And this is only going on since like I'm talking like the 2000, like we're talking like 2010, okay? As a matter of fact, back in like 2014, a Texas fair was arrested for a Black Friday employee murder. Who murders an employee? Like, I don't, like, this, again, this mob mentality is why I do not go out and go shopping. That was the same year that a man stabbed a coworker at Costco. Like, you crazy fucking assholes out here. Like, this again. If you come to me with some bullshit, I'm gonna tell y'all something right the fuck now. And see, and let me tell you, and let me butt me in this dusty shot and tell y'all something here for a sec, because y'all tend to like when we get down, because when we get down is when we get the lift. I've noticed that when you get down, bitch, our lists have trouble. If you come to me and you act like you want to stab me with something, boo, I don't fight. I don't argue, motherfucker. I will hit you with a bottle. Come to me, boo. And I might have a secret hidden bottle somewhere that you don't even know about because I'm a crazy bitch like that. But can you imagine, Dusty? Can you imagine trying to work somewhere and you've got this crazy fucking psycho? Because, yes, out in these big mobs of people, as we know, you're going to have some people that just aim right in your head. Can you imagine somebody stabbing one of your fellow employees or trying to, like, when you're working in this store?
Hell no. My cousin's husband, he works at Target and he did the Black Friday shit. And they work your ass off on Black Friday. And I couldn't imagine being exhausted and then customers trying to come at you and kill you. Oh, hell no. I would keep a taser on me at all times.
And you've also heard about where people have died. Did you know a worker died in a Long Island Walmart after being trampled in a Black Friday stampede? That was back in 2008. Who the hell, like, again, that's such an animalistic mentality. I'm not going to stand my ass outside, I know, to get trampled to death. I mean, what a horrible way to just. Like I said, and do we really, everybody, do we really save any money? Like I just, like I said, a lot of times what I tend to do is I buy for summer in the winter and winter in the summer. And I think that you save like a lot of money that way. I just, like, why would you want to save? Why would you want to wake up at the crack of dawn, 3, 4 in the morning, right, to save 30% when the day after Christmas or January, it's marked down 80% anyway. I don't,
True.
I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding. I'm not
Yeah.
understanding. So yeah, that whole, like I
Yeah.
said, and it's, again, I've done a little bit of research and it's known that stores mark their prices up like 30% around the holidays that they make you think that you're saving something when you're really not saving anything. So again, now, did you know a trans woman was assaulted at a Kohl's department store in Jackson, Tennessee, back in 2010 during Black Friday? Now, like, listen to the state, everybody, Tennessee. Now, I don't think that I would be caught personally in a place like Tennessee. Tennessee, just like, oh my God, like, I'm going to Tennessee. You want to come to Tennessee? We're all going to Tennessee. I'm from Tennessee. Now, if you listen to the sound of the Nemass, it just sounds kind of like, oh my God, girl, we need to go have a fucking march up in Tennessee. But again, it just kind of shows you some of the craziness that goes on during Black Friday. And some of the, we went over some of the death counts, we went over some of the assaults. We just, again, to me, just not worth it. You know, so I'm going to keep my crazy ass on indoors. Girl, I thought I had to go get my nails ditched in. I might not even go out for a filling because I don't want to deal with these crazy ass folks. Anyway, Justine, okay. As we're getting down to, like, the last 5 minutes of this, don't you go out about my barber nails, bitch. Don't you go out about my barber nails, bitch. Because you know my black ass going to keep barber nails. And y'all already know that I'm black, so I am welcome to say that I'm black because the only thing not black on me is my skin color, okay? But anyway, how about you, girl? Dusty, tell everybody what you kind of have going on for our up-and-coming YouTube shows that I've been having to get on your ass about for the past week.
Oh, my God. I'm going to do a mermaid tutorial. I'm gonna sit my naked ass in the bathtub and film a video about how to be a mermaid because I know how to be a mermaid because I am a mermaid. And I'm going to teach you how to be a mermaid.
Dusty Cheyenne is going to teach you how to be a mermaid in your own bathroom. Okay? Now if that ain't ghetto, if that ain't girl talk, if that ain't Dusty Cheyenne, I don't know what on earth is. So now when you go into like this little mermaid, now what color hair you gonna wear for everybody? Don't you be trying to take my green color hair, bitch.
Bitch, I ain't even got no green hair. I think I'm gonna wear my blonde hair. I don't know.
Oh, no, bitch, you're not allowed to wear no blonde hair, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody says I look best as a blonde.
Are you not going to wear fins, too? I know, and blue, you know, like they see blondes have more fun.
I ain't going to wear nothing. I'm going to wear some perfume.
You're not going to, bitch, you're not going to wear nothing. Are you going to get your naked ass on camera? I mean, everybody stay tuned in for the next taping of Dusty Cheyenne. She's going to get her naked ass on camera for you all. Are you really going
to
be naked?
Yes, I'm trying to get views. What you talking about? I'm going to have
oh, my God, man, everybody. She was telling me the other day she would have to push her breasts out the way.
I'm going to put my hair over my nipples and call it good.
Oh, my God. Look, she's trying to get famous to everybody. So she going to get her naked ass up in the tub and call it a damn mermaid tutorial.
I just want to be naked.
Girl, you and me have everybody under the sea, bitch. Are you at least going to wash your ass? You going to wash your hair on camera, bitch?
No, I ain't get my hair wet. Are you crazy? I'm not trying to look like a drowned rat.
Oh, I can't take it anymore. Have you been doing it? Now, everybody, I've told this bitch since she's a painter, she needs to go ahead and start painting our Girl Talk poster. Dusty Cheyenne.
You know I was up until 2 o'clock in the morning painting that one painting that I've been working on for a week.
Yeah, because half the time I'm up till then talking to you, crazy bitch.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost done with it, that one, the bride. You know, she got left.
Oh, I can't wait. And everybody, she has like a room full of these paintings. So now as we're down to the last 90 seconds of the show, right, the one thing that we have to vow is like, okay, so we start making our New Year's resolutions like in November, bitch, right, so that we can follow them in January and break them by February, right, and then we can have a show about it, like the New Year's resolutions that we made in November, followed in January, and that we broke in February. So, bitch, I've already come up with your New Year's resolution. Your New Year's resolution is that you need to get your crazy ass a website for your patents and start selling them.
Oh, Lord. You're right. I do. I need to get my shit together.
You're supposed to have been got your shit together, and I don't see that happening yet. Anyway, everyone, we thank you so much for tuning in, because I know that me and you are starting to get a lot of listens, and they really like when we go off on air. So if you have a topic that you want me to go off on air about, you call in, and you tell us what the hell you want us to go off about, because I feel like going off, boo. Anyway, make sure that you're following your girls on YouTube. For Dusty Cheyenne, www.youtube.com/Dusty Cheyenne. For Bambi, www.youtube.com/Bambi Show. And feel free to follow us here on Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com/Girl Talk, GIRRL Talk. Me and her have had a fabulous time with you all. We love you all, and we can't wait to hear from you all again very soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye.